Blog Talk Radio.
Lovers, you're tuned into the Danny Lovestrong Show, hosted by yours truly, Danny Lovestrong. Lovestrong Radio is a weekly podcast where I bring you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques in regards to how to cultivate, maintain, and create healthy, loving, lasting relationships in every area of your life, starting with the most important one that is the longest one you'll ever have, which is with yourself. So join me each and every week as I introduce you to some amazing and inspiring people who have mastered an area of this energy that we all want and could definitely use more of in our lives, which is love. The Danny Lovestrong Show is sponsored in part by Pretty Remy Hair, a supplier of celebrity quality Malaysian, Brazilian, Chinese, Indian, and Peruvian hair, wigs, weave, and extensions. They make premium quality hair affordable to anyone who wants to look and feel good. So, the chat line is open, and so are the phone lines. So join us and our guest today by calling 713-955-0743. And I also want to just mention that y'all can always visit my website at DaniLovestrong.com, DaniLovestrong.com as well. So today we have a great topic, y'all. We're going to be talking about something that affects each and every one of us at some point in our lives, unfortunately, and that is pain. That is pain, you guys. At some point in our lives, we are all going to be hurt by somebody, whether it be mama, daddy, somebody, friend, loved ones, boyfriend, girlfriend. We are all going to have a relationship that is going to hurt us, a failed relationship, a bad business deal that has gone sour where we've had something just stolen right beneath our nose. Either way, we're going to have some forgiveness issues, some trust issues, some things that are going to keep us from moving forward and keep us in some broken, dark places where we're going to have to learn. In some cases, they keep us broken and keep us from moving forward. So today's special guest and co-host is none other than author Joanne Meekins, and she knows all about this, and she's here today to talk to us about this. So we're going to be discussing how to uncover, heal, and release painful life experiences, and not just talk about it, but we're going to go over four steps of how to handle the highs and the lows of life, and how to, and we're going to give you four suggestions to break the emotional chains, because this is very emotional, and not only is it emotional, but it can block your blessing. So we are going to talk about these and give you four suggestions on how to break these chains and so you don't have to block your blessings. So are you with us, Miss Lady? Are you with us on the call today?
Good to be here.
Joanne?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to see what God is going to do tonight.
Yes, I am too. And I just want to let everybody know that you are joining the Danny Lovestrong Show all the way from New York City.
Yes. We're expecting a blizzard, too. We're expecting a blizzard coming in.
Well, as everyone knows, and you know as well, that this is a 30-minute show, so we want to dive right into it because we have a lot to cover, and this is a very serious, serious topic. And I was sharing with you earlier because we were talking that this was just a hot topic. I mean, I don't know of a conversation that I haven't had in recent months, weeks, days, where this has not been a big topic, whether it be dealing with someone who has experienced a divorce, or I know in my own personal experience with myself, I have been through a traumatic experience where I was betrayed by a best friend that left me seriously, like, in need of some serious forgiveness work, you know, or a scarred mother daughter relationship with some, or, you know, just all kinds. So, you know, let's go over the four steps to assist people in the process of, you know, starting this process of identifying and uncovering this process of healing these painful past experiences. So,
well, I want to say, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, no, you know, just like you were saying about the things that you experienced, me, myself, you know, I'm an overcomer of rape, of betrayal by friends as well, of fear, loneliness, and divorce. You know, so I've had these experiences, which is one of the reasons why I share them and the tools and techniques I've used to help me get through past it and above it, you know. So for handling the highs and lows of life, and like you said, this is something that everybody, there's no one who's going to come to this earth plane and not experience pain. It's a part of life, you know, so it's something that we have to learn how to manage because it's going to happen. So, and this is one of the things I've learned through all my church years. They say if it hasn't happened to you yet, if you don't think this applies to you, just keep living. Good is coming. But handling the highs and lows, you know, we all have our high points. And sometimes when we go through the low periods, we forget. And so that's why it's so important to be present in every moment of your living, and so that when you're on those high points of living, to embrace that and to visualize it and to tap into what it feels like and everything so that you can recapture that moment during the low period. And so that's why my first point on that is to identify. Identify what works for you. Identify what gives you joy, what gives you pleasure, what you can reclaim during those low periods in your life, and to remember it so that you can go back into that visualization, you can go back into the emotion of that high place that you experience. And once you identify with it, yes, and when you identify, then you got to choose to use it, you know, because, you know, sometimes we know what to do, but we don't do it. We rather feel sorry for ourselves and just...
Joanne, I want to stop you there for a minute because that is so important. I don't want to, I don't want somebody to possibly miss that. That is a key point. When you are in that low place, or, you know, sometimes you are so focused on how you are feeling in that bad place, you know, like you're just like, this hurts. I don't like feeling like this, or I don't want to feel like that again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever want, like for me, for example, my best friend and I were best friends my whole life, and the betrayal that I felt as a result of that experience, it makes it very hard to trust her again, but I have opened that door, and we are in the process of restoring this relationship, and it is not easy, and I'll be honest with you. But I have to, like you said, remember the good times. Because I don't want to dwell on the feeling of how it felt when I was betrayed. So, like you said, remember the good times. Try to remember how it felt, the good stuff, not the bad stuff. Try not to dwell on the negative feeling. That is great. I like that. Remember what worked for you, not what didn't. Okay.
Exactly. Yes, and choose to use it.
and use that. Okay. And that is a choice. That's something that you have to choose. This is proactive.
It is, it is. And you know, and it can go with whether it's an accountability partner or something. Like if you're going through a low period, you know, for me, I always share that what I do is I put on my music, I listen to my gospel music, and I focus mm-hmm. on the promises of God, and it shifts my energy, you know, and it always does. I start to singing and dancing and praising God, and it always shifts me to another place. You know, but whether mm-hmm. it be, if you know you're in a space where you need to talk to somebody, call a prayer partner, or whatever, you don't have to stay there. You can shift out if you want to. You know, there mm-hmm. are ways. And once you identify what those ways are, use those ways to move out
okay.
of that low point. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then
good. I was just about to say that. The second thing.
Right. So the second thing is journaling. I always mm-hmm. suggest, you know, I'm a writer. And I find it so therapeutic to jot things down, to write things down, to write my way through my stuff, because it's healing, and it gives you a record. Well, for one thing, it takes you out of the clutter of your mind and all of the stuff that you got going on in there, and it helps mm-hmm. you to see things more clearly of what you're going through, and it really helps you to see that it's not that serious. You know, it's mm-hmm. not as bad as it feels when it's all locked up in your body. And so
mm-hmm.
it's a way of relief.
You know, and I journal from time to time, and I feel like you said, it is a way of releasing, but then also it's a way to really see how far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you're in the moment, and it's good to just get it out, and then as you go through your process, you can look back, like I said, and just see where you were and how far you have come through your process, and you're like, you know what? I am getting better. I am coming through this, and I am healing. And that in itself is a little inspiring to encourage yourself to see, you know, I'm not doing as bad as I thought I was. And so, journaling is good. It is a way to inspire and encourage yourself and give yourself those tiny victories. You can see the small victories.
And you never know, too, when God may lead you to be a blessing and an encouragement to someone else. You know, you may have to write your story so you have a track record of what you've been
mm-hmm.
through and how you overcame it. And then
mm-hmm.
you can share it. It's easier for you to share it when you can see it.
Mm-hmm. You know, your third step in the process is to pray and meditate. And the reason why I'm bringing that up now is because actually – one of my journals, because I have several journals, is actually a prayer journal. And I use that journal as my personal, almost like a diary to God. And so I'll start it, you know how when you were little you'd say, dear diary. Well, I have a journal and I say, dear God. And I just, like, communicate with him in that. And it's not like me saying, oh, Heavenly Father. No, I just write to him like he's my pen pal. And it just kind of like, and I can just release, like he's my best friend, and I'm just like releasing whatever it is that way. So I just mentioned that, you know, as a way of journaling and getting things out. Sometimes, I don't know if anybody else does that, but it's also a way of expressing gratitude, which you've also mentioned in your journaling, to show gratitude. And sometimes, you know, sometimes when you're going through painful experiences, this is something that I found, when people have hurt you, you've gone through these broken relationships that were sometimes not even good relationships to start, they were not healthy for you. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we need to be grateful for those things no longer being a part of our lives, and we should express that. That gratitude for God closing that door, you know, even though it hurts.
Yeah.
No,
definitely.
See the
definitely.
Beauty in that.
I do the same thing in all of my journaling. I always started off by talking to God and giving God thanks for the new day and everything, and always just starting it out. Whatever I go into, it always starts with me saying, good morning, God. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very important. But what you said, too, about the forgiveness and it's just important to remember, because sometimes things are not intentional. And we,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know about you, but I know I've hurt people unintentionally. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order for me to receive the forgiveness that I want from God, you know, I have to be able to extend that to other people. So that always helps me to soften them up my edge when I'm upset with anybody, you know, upset with somebody, mm-hmm. you know. But prayer, you know, the first person that we should talk to is God about anything. So when you're going through something, you give gratitude, thank you, Lord, you know, for it, mm-hmm. or when, especially when you're in your low places, that's the first person to talk to, and that's what prayer really is, just talking to your father, you know. I call him daddy, you know, and mm-hmm. it's just talking to him. And then the meditation part is you, after you give it over to him and just pour out your heart, just listening for the instructions of mm-hmm. what he's telling you to do next or how to guide you through this season that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just mm-hmm. important to be connected, turn within, because it begins within.
Mm-hmm. So you want to identify what works for you and find that place, that positive, what works for you in a good way. Where were you in a good place so you can focus on the good? Journal. And like you said, pray, meditate, so you can listen for God's direction, so he can tell you what your next steps are. And then you said the fourth step was to decide.
Let me just say this to you. When you were talking about to the forgiveness, thanking God for the relationship, even though it was for closing that door, it's mm-hmm. also good to thank him for the experience of the relationship, because mm-hmm. well, I know for me, every relationship mm-hmm. that I've ever been in, I have learned something from. You know, even mm-hmm. in the midst of the pain, it has made me a better person, you know. Mm-hmm. And it has taught me about what I don't want to experience, you know. Mm-hmm. So I give God thanks for that, because had I not gone through it, I wouldn't know.
Right, for the lessons. That's true.
Yes.
That is very true, because each and every, I believe each relationship in itself is a teacher.
Yes.
And there is something that both individuals learn or should hopefully learn, because we take away from it what we are open to receiving from it. So, but that is true. That's a great point. So the fourth step in assisting you in the process is to decide, and you say surrender all negative thoughts. So what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you have to make a decision that you are going to be who God called you to be in every situation. Now, you may not manifest that easily, you know, but you got to make a decision that that's what you want to experience. And when you make a decision, you determine that you're going to kill off all other options. There is no other option but to make this happen, or to make this be, or to change this experience. You know, so, and then in order to do that, you have to be open to God, which means you have to surrender all your resistance. You have to surrender all of the negative doubts and the negative thoughts and, you know, all of those ill feelings that are pent up in your body behind whatever you might be going through. You have to release it. You have to be open mm-hmm. to release it into God's care mm-hmm. and allow him to come in and do the healing work.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And that's not easy.
Mm-mm. Not at all. But you know what? None of this work is easy. Mm-hmm. It's none of it, because you're dealing with self. You know,
yeah.
And we all have to take responsibility and ownership, because whatever we go through, we have some ownership in it. We got some stock in that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
And so we have to be open to recognize our part in it all.
You know, I'm going to say this, Joanne. Really what it is, what you're saying, is you have to be open to all possibilities of good. And, of, you know, and you have to surrender to the process and allow God to have his way and trust him. And,
that's,
you know, it makes me think about the saying that, you know, God has God only wants what is good for us.
That's it. That's his plan and his purpose. That's
yes.
it. Prosperity. That's it.
Yes.
You know, a prosperous
right.
good future. Hope, you know.
Right.
That's one of my
yes.
favorite scriptures, you know, and that's what I was thinking about. And we can be, it's a guarantee that he wills the best for our lives.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but it is
all things together for our good.
For our good, right, but we do have to surrender, and that is a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is very hard to do, and I'm just thinking about myself and my example of what I share with, you know, with my friendship, and how you know, it was very difficult to start that process.
But let me just say this. You know, this is one of the things I learned in my spiritual teaching and, you know, growing, is that you don't have to know how. You just have to intend it to be
willing.
So if you show up open to God, you don't have to figure it out. God got you. He just wants you to present yourself open to him. He will guide you through that process. You just have to want to go through it. You know, you just have to be willing, you know, and let him do the work. So show up. My thing is just show up to God and let him do the work.
That's so true.
That's why he says, come as you are. Yes, that's, you know, come as you are. People think even coming to God, they got to fix this, do that. No, just come and let him do the fixing. We don't have the power for that.
Right. You don't have to know how. You just need to be there.
No, we don't.
Just be present. Just be present and willing.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well, we have 9 minutes left. So so we have 4 suggestions to break the emotional chains that are blocking your blessings. Okay? So the first one is get in the flow of God's will. Elaborate on that for me, Joanne.
Well, you know, get in the flow of God's will. We were talking about already. It's God's will for us to prosper in every way. You know what I mean? So we just have to present ourselves to him. And you don't really have to do anything but to show up open to God and talk to him, like you said, like you're talking to your friend. And then allow him to do the work. So just getting in his flow is just being open, you know. Lord, help me.
Right.
I'm open and ready for you to help me to do what you would have me to do in this situation.
Right. I'm open to receiving whatever it is you have for my life.
That's it. That's it. And that's,
God, help me to get out of your way. Like, because sometimes we get in God's way.
All the time, you know, for me. You know, I always have to intentionally get out of his way. No, for real.
Right.
I have to intentionally not get in the way because it's our nature to be in control.
Right.
You know, we
have
that same thing is, exactly. You know, and then at the waiting, you know, you got to wait in faith on God. And we're not good. I'm not good at that. I can only talk to you. I'm not good at that. So it's like, you know, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something. I got to make something happen, you know.
Right.
And it's not like, let go and let me. Just let me.
It's our way. It's our way as people. And you know what? I don't know if other beings have that same nature. Like, I think that just might be a human thing, you know, as far as just not going with the flow. You know, I think other creatures that God created just kind of go with the flow that God moves them to do. But we having free will,
yes,
like you said, have
power.
He gave us dominion. Exactly. So therefore,
exactly.
we use our heads and we try to control and it's hard to surrender. We have to choose. Like he says, he gives us a choice to choose these paths, and we have to choose to follow him and surrender.
Yeah, and that's what you said, we use our heads, and that is the problem, because we get stuck in our heads instead of working from our heart space, which is where spirit lives, you know.
Right.
And that's what gets us in a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble.
Right. Okay, so set the intention. Okay.
Right. Let me do this part using an example that made me write this part. So I'm going to use the example. I'm going to go through these steps using the example that, you know, the originator of this piece right here. And that is,
okay,
I open myself up to God, you know, because I want to be healed. I want to be whole. And I want to, you know, live the life that he purposed for me to live. So when you do that, things happen. And so... I had some issues that came up, that triggered. So one day I was on Facebook, and somebody sent me a friend request from back in my college days. And I didn't remember the guy, but he mentioned somebody else that I remembered, and it triggered a painful experience for me that just took me out of my zone. So, I mean, it just messed me up for the day, and I was supposed to do some stuff, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't even know what to do, you know, if I'm going to follow through and stuff. So what happened was I immediately knew that I needed to speak this out. So I'm part of a prayer line, so I automatically sent a text to to a host of it to say, I need to speak because I needed to speak this experience because I believe when you tell your truth out loud, you free yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you give people the power to do the same thing. So that was the first thing I did. But then I called one of my mentors who's he's gifted in pranic healing. And so he walked me through this process. And this is the process that I used to, first I had to go to God because I was a mess. You know, so I had to pray and everything. And then I got the guidance to do the steps that I'm telling you. So I called him, and so he started working with me over the phone. And he told me to remember the situation that I was dealing with. And he said to, what would be the best outcome of that situation for you? And think about how, reframe it to how it could have been different, to be ideal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he said, associate a color to it, you know. So I'm in my meditative state, you know, and I'm thinking about the situation, how it was, and how, you know, the outcome that I would have desired it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought of a color. The color came to me, and I shared that color. And then he said, now think of another color. And another color came to me, and I shared that. He said, now another one. And another color came to me. And then he said, now, mentally bathe yourself in each color. You know, from the crown of your head, and just let it bathe through. Now, mind you, these colors is representing the outcome that I would have preferred happened in that
mm-hmm.
painful experience. And so I started, I could even feel my body relaxing and changing and, you know, taking power over what actually did happen. And so,
changing the results. So you're taking what happened, but you are basically in your mind changing it into what you would have preferred it to be.
And even though it was what it was, it removed the power from it because I still had associated shame with it. That was more
mm-hmm.
of a shameful experience for me. It was
mm-hmm.
painful emotionally in the sense that this was who I thought was a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, you know, and I put myself in a position. I mean, I tell the story out loud, you know, I recorded it, and so it's on my YouTube channel and everything. But I tell the story out loud. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but it took the shame out of it, and then and I took the power out of it by sharing it in writing
mm-hmm.
and sharing it, you know, on the prayer line and then on my YouTube channel and stuff as well. So, you know, but that was the technique that I used in that situation was, you
mm-hmm.
know, forgiveness because I had to forgive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's very important, the forgiveness piece. Now, we have little over 2 minutes left. There's a
mm-hmm.
piece I want to touch on because I'm not sure what you meant by this, but ask and allow God. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, that's what we've been talking about. That's why I changed it up because that's what we've been talking. You got to ask. You got to talk to God. Talk to him, ask him, because he's there. You know, the truth, they say ask and you will, you know, receive.
Ask and you shall receive.
So, that's it. So when you ask him, he's ready and willing and waiting for you. He already knows, but it's for us to be able to
mm-hmm.
come to him and do that. So you seek him to reveal and guide you, to instruct you on what you need to do, and then allow him to do. Listen for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And
allow him to instruct you.
To strengthen you,
mm.
to guide you through it, to give you the grace that you need to endure, what you need to
mm-hmm.
endure in order to get to the other side of the situation.
Because mm-hmm.
like I said,
and
it's
in
not
order
easy.
To allow him, you need to step out of his way.
Always. You
mm-hmm.
surrender. So it's a constant surrendering process. It's a constant yielding. I have to yield myself every single day
mm-hmm.
and surrender. Your will, God,
mm-hmm.
not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I tried it my way. It didn't serve me well.
Yeah, you have to constantly remind yourself that. That's a constant thing every single day, all day.
Yeah, it's a process. It is a process.
Yeah.
And be gentle and loving with yourself through it, always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. Well, we don't have much time left, so I'd like to ask people, you tell us where we can find your book. Let people know where they can purchase your book.
Okay, well, you know, my books is, I'm going to direct everybody to my website, which is joannemeekins.com,
mm-hmm.
and that's J-O-A-N-N-E-M-E-E-K-I-N-S, danielovestrongshow.com, and you can find everything there, all my social media links. You know, you can find me on social media. You can find all my books there. The links to purchase them are all there. But I'm on Amazon and, you know, any of the online book retail resources
okay.
Available. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being my guest host today and for sharing these four steps to assist everyone in their healing from past painful experiences. And we will definitely have to have you again on the Dani Lovestrong Show. And until next time, you guys, everyone knows that I love you. Ciao.
10 seconds.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne.
Good night.
Good night.